This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the collapse of a bridge in St. Joseph causes road closure and MTW launches an investigation. Prime Minister Motley rejects claims that the new ID system will restrict voting in Barbados. The chief education officer says wider consultations needed before the rollout of mandatory drug testing for students, and the Healthy Caribbean Coalition lead advisor calls for focus on commercial determinants of health. With the details, I am Michelle Spencer. A section of the Melvin Hill Bridge in St. Joseph collapsed last night and has been since closed off by the Ministry of Transport and Works in the interest of public safety, and investigations are ongoing. Transportation has been severely affected in the area, and residents of the area and motorists are asked to take alternative routes until further notice. Chief Operations Officer at the Transport Board, Linda Holder, this morning also issued an advisory to the public regarding the change in their service.
Due to the unexpected closure of Melvin Hill, St. Joseph, there will be extensions on the length of time for travel on the Chalky Mount and the Shuri Village services. As the relevant agencies work on addressing this situation, the board will seek to minimize the disruption to your travel as much as possible. Kindly note that the disruption is beyond our control, and we ask that you please plan your travels, anticipating that there will be delays.
Chief Operations Officer at the Transport Board, Linda Holder. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is describing as completely false claims made on social media that people without the new Trident ID will be restricted from voting or accessing essential services. Prime Minister Motley called out a leader of a new political party on his claim during her address to the nation on Sunday evening.
As preposterous as it may seem, in recent days, a leader of a political party in this country went on social media to tell Barbadians that with the introduction of the national payment system and the Trident ID, you will not be allowed to vote in Barbados without the Trident ID. He went on that without the Trident ID, you cannot renew a driver's license, you cannot collect a pension or access health care, and that your child cannot be registered for school, or that you can't do business with government unless you have it, that you will not be able to do transactions in cash anymore. My friends, this is utterly and completely false. Full stop.
Starcom Network News reached out to Kemar Stewart, the leader of the new National Party, who insists that his claims are true.
Part of the Barbados Identity Management Act that was passed in 2021 included everything that I said in my social media claim about the digital ID. It is all there in black and white for all and sundry to see. This is not the first time I would have made this claim. I made this claim many times on protests, in video, I wrote about it, and at no point in time it was denied as untrue. So I just want to put it to the public that I quoted it from the legislation that was passed in the Parliament of Barbados. I can even recall when there was a deadline to have the entire population having the ID before a specific time, and due to the threat of legal action, the bill was pulled back. So I would just urge the Prime Minister to go and read the legislation that she passed in Parliament, and then she will see that the claims that I made are indeed factual.
Leader of the new National Party, Kemar Stewart. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw says any move to introduce mandatory drug testing for students entering school must involve wide consultation with stakeholders in the education sector. Her comments came following rising concerns about student violence and suspected drug use in schools. Dr. Archer-Bradshaw confirmed that some students do arrive at school under the influence of drugs, but added that there are mechanisms in place to respond appropriately.
Any matter related to drug testing of our students before they enter school cannot just be a decision of the Ministry of Education. We have to meet with our partners in education on the way forward. From time to time, we have students who present with some challenges, serious challenges. They're very violent in the way that they react. whether it be physically or whether it is through their words. And at times, principals observe this, or teachers, and these students are referred for testing. So the parents are called in, and the students are indeed tested. So it is not to say that that mechanism isn't there, where we see these behaviors and we don't test our students. Sometimes, yes, we know that some of these children come to school high, where there's provision through the parent, we can have these students tested.
She also noted that students will soon have the opportunity to stay in secondary school for an additional 2 years under a new 7-year structure being rolled out. The announcement was made during a news conference on the country's ongoing education transformation. Dr. Archer Bradshaw said the schools of excellence will be tailored to meet national development priorities and will include specialized institutions focusing on climate change, AI, and sports.
Persons were quite anxious about the schools of excellence. They were concerned about the transition, and we took that feedback into account. What we will look at now is a 7-year structure where we would give students the opportunity to remain in school for an additional 2 years. During that time, they can either reduce CXCs, they can pursue CAPE, do CVQs. In terms of having schools of excellence, we have identified some critical areas that Barbados should focus on. And these areas relate to climate, AI, and sports. As a result, we are seeking to construct a climate school. We're also looking to see how we can open a school that focuses on technology and AI.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Governments and policymakers must shift their focus from treating illness to preventing it by addressing the commercial factors that negatively impact public health. So says a leading policy advisor with the Healthy Caribbean Coalition. Addressing regional journalists at the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's partnership showcase at the Hilton Hotel, Nicole Foster argued that commercial determinants of health, such as marketing strategies businesses still use, remain a critical stumbling block to progress in combating NCDs in the Caribbean.
Commercial determinants of health are a critical part of the conversation of NCD prevention and control. They are really, for us right now, I think, the critical element. That's the stumbling block that we have, right? That is stopping us really from making the types of progress that we would want to see. We don't have front-to-back warning labels because of commercial determinants of health. Heart and Stroke Foundation does a survey, cadres and these people, 90-something percent of Barbadians support front-to-back warning labels. 80-something percent of Jamaicans support front-to-back warning labels. Otakana, but we don't have them. We still don't have them.
Ms. Foster, who is also the head of the Law and Research Unit at the University of the West Indies, asserted that the marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages to children is a human rights issue.
I wanted here to just highlight, focusing on the right to health, just this statement from a recent report from the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health in the UN, and she points out, she's a doctor from South Africa, and she points out, moreover, by allowing legitimate decision-making processes to be co-opted by private interests that often compete with public health interests, states may become complicit to the point of violating this obligation. That is the obligation to respect the right to health, but also the right to adequate, safe, and nutritious food. So they're absolutely bang on when they say that this is a human rights issue.
Lead policy advisor with the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Nicole Foster. And this year's CARIFESTA will host representatives from 39 countries, a sign of regional and international interest in Barbados's cultural landscape. Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight says the diverse participation underscores how the arts can showcase the island's creative talent on a global stage. Beyond celebration, she highlighted how the festival is proof that the cultural and creative sectors can generate real economic and social returns for Barbados. Recapping the headlines, the collapse of a bridge in St. Joseph causes road closure. MTW launches an investigation. Prime Minister Martley rejects claims that the new ID system will restrict voting in Barbados. The chief education officer says wider consultations are needed before the rollout of mandatory drug testing for students. And the Healthy Caribbean Coalition lead advisor calls for focus on commercial determinants of health. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. The next newscast comes at 8:30. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.